The hour is come, but not the man, from Denmark. It was the Nok, or another water troll, who late one evening shouted from the lake beside Vidis o' Parsonage, "The time has come, but not the man." As soon as the priest heard of this, he gave orders to watch the first man who came with intent to cross the lake, and stop him from going further. Immediately after this, there came a man in hot haste, and asked for a boat. The priest begged him to put off his journey, but as neither entreaties nor threats had any effect, the priest made them use force to prevent his crossing. The stranger became quite helpless, and remained lying so, until the priest had some water brought from the lake, from which the cry came, and gave him to drink. Scarcely had he drunk the water, when he gave up the ghost. Second story. In southern Vendsyssel, in Denmark, the river man is also known as the Nok. The river Rye, there takes one person every year, and when it demands them, it calls, "The time and the hour are come, but the man is not yet come." When this cry is heard from the river, folk must beware of going too near it, for if they do so, they are seized by an irresistible desire to spring into it, and then they never come up again. There are many who are said to have heard the cry, among others a girl who was going along its bank with a dog by her side. When she heard the call, she cried out, "Not me, but the dog," which immediately sprang into the stream and was drowned. She also saw a little man with a large beard running about in the river. This was the Nok from which the cry no doubt came. In the Odense River, there is also a river man who requires his victim every year, and if one year passes without anyone being drowned there, he takes good care to have two in the year following. It is said that two little boys were once playing on the bank when one of them fell into the water. The other tried to help him out, but just as he got hold of his comrade's hand, a voice was heard out of the river, "No, I shall have both of you. I got no one last year." And with that, this boy also slipped into the water, and both were drowned. Some men who were witnesses of the accident from the opposite bank hurried with a boat to lend their aid, but came too late. The bodies were never found either. The river man had kept them. From William A. Craigie, Scandinavian Folklore, Illustrations of the Traditional Beliefs of the Northern Peoples.